If I were to sit behind this microphone one night and say the following, you know, I think it's time we put a nuclear bomb into the State Department. I think it's time we blew up the State Department. Now, if I were to say that just as a passing or very deliberately and coldly, I have a feeling that I would get a visit from somebody, from the FBI or the Secret Service, or somebody. Pat Robertson did exactly that on his filthy little television program. When was it, today or yesterday? The State Department has now protested to Robertson. calm down, Mike. They didn't send the police or the Secret Service or the FBI out to question this religio-fascist thug. They protested to him about what the State Department calls his, quote, despicable, close quote, suggestion that someone blow up the State Department with a nuclear bomb. Now, what happened, Pat Robertson, who is a Christ killer, a Christ defiler of the highest order, a filthy, filthy hypocrite, made the remark in an interview with this psychopathic Joel Mowbray, who is one of the PNAC people. He's the author of a new book entitled Dangerous Diplomacy, How the State Department Endangers America's Security. Now, you almost want to say, and get the colored man out of there, right? That's what they're talking about. Only they wouldn't say colored man. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher asked comments, said today, I lack sufficient capabilities to express my disdain. I think the very idea is despicable. What? That's the best you can do, Richard, you half-witted geek? Somebody suggest a nuclear bomb in the State Department? And you think it's despicable? You're having a hard time expressing your disdain? If I were to suggest that, Richard, you'd have the police out here. According to Richard Boucher, the State Department has made its views clear to Pat Robertson, added a State Department official who asked not to be named. Oh, God, don't name me. Don't name me. But we've told him. We've told him. Pat Robertson, you're a bad man for saying that. We don't like it. Robertson introduced this thug Mowbray on his Christian. You know, I bet Jesus, wherever he is, would like to get Pat Robertson around the neck and kill him 7 or 8 or 20 times. You know, Jesus could kill him, bring him back to life, kill him, bring him back to life, kill him, bring him back to life, kill him. Just keep doing it. Right? Isn't that what he did in the Bible? Huh? Jesus could say to Pat Robertson, you think I did something really cool with Lazarus? Watch this, you smarmy bastard. And then kill him, bring him back to life. Kill him, bring him back to life. And kill him different ways, Jesus could. And just keep bringing... Am I pushing this too far, Candy? Okay. Introducing Mowbray on his Christian Broadcasting Network, Robertson said that a person who read Mowbray's book would reach the conclusion that a nuclear explosion at the State Department was the best solution. Robertson said, quote, I read your book. When you get through, you say to yourself, if I could just get a nuclear device inside Foggy Bottom, the State Department's main building, I think that's the answer. And you say, we got to blow this thing up. I mean, is it as bad as you say? Mowbray answered, it is. Kill him and then bring him back to life. Kill him, bring him back to life. Kill him, bring him back to life. That would be fun for Jesus, wouldn't it? Huh? I think it would. I think it would. I remember reading the Bible at my grandmother's sainted knee, on her sainted lap, and she used to tell me about how Jesus hated hypocrites. And she also told me that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. A matter of fact, he raised a couple of people, didn't he, Kathy? Wasn't there more than one? Yeah. But with Pat Robertson, he could kill him, bring him back to life, kill him, bring him back to life, kill him, bring him back to life. Wouldn't it be fun? I think Jesus would like that.